scarcity or abundance. What is the difference on the seed level? I have to admit, I am going to muscle test my way through everything I say. So I become the first person on the planet who doesn't disseminate bullcrap about this topic so many people ask about. Almost 100% of the new visitors to the site come with a strong pull towards money, feeling good, really acting like puppets on a string. Of course my site disappoints 90% of them, right away, 99% of them over the next week or so. If you tell the truth, your filter when looking at things, at people, at yourself, hovers around abundance or scarcity. Is all about having. Does he have looks? Does he have the style? Does he have the money? Does he have the knowledge that will make you look good? Does he have the friends, the job, the parents that will make you more? Have more? Appear more? I admit that I hate this topic. I don't want to think about it, I don't want to know about it, because it is so low vibration. But because you love this topic, you want to hear about it, you want to know about it, because you want to have abundance, I am going to think about it, and now write about it. Be prepared to say thank you. Even if you won't like what I find out. I have a student who says she was a mistake, like myself. She was born a girl. And she was treated, according to her, with disdain by her parents. She started to compensate for acceptance, for love, for attention by eating. She relates to food as scarce, or potentially scarce, and the underlying thought is unquote, eat today, because tomorrow may not be any unquote. I thought that is scarcity thinking, and therefore I should have it too, but I don't, and never have. Then I discovered an even deeper and evil thought underneath her thinking, she wants to eat the other's food too. Eat them out of everything, so they will have, like yourself had, nothing. Her experience of herself, from the beginning, was lack. Lack of love. Lack of attention. Lack of what she felt she needed. She became a gaping hole, and no matter how much food, or sex, or anything shoves in there, she is still a gaping hole, like the legendary half-horse in the story of the Baron Munchausen. End quote. The Lithuanian horse and quat, features in another much illustrated episode. It survives being chopped in two by a falling heavy building part, and its front half drinks thirstily at a spring in the marketplace, with the water immediately pouring onto the ground behind it. But, as the Art of Hunting Humans book astutely says, she turned a want into a need. And now the need runs her life. In the playground program, until the wrongness of that first in quat, incident in quat, goes away, it drives the person's life. End quote, it is wrong that I wasn't loved, it is wrong that I didn't get attention. End quote, is what drives her life, her relationships, her work, her mood, her actions, her eating. This is where the 42nd Bach energy comes from, the end quote, no matter what I do, I can't get what I need. End quote, attitude. Because when a want is turned into a need, it changes a life from end quote, all is well. End quote, to end quote, something is missing. End quote, something is wrong. Pay attention. This is profound. When a want is turned into a need, it changes your life from unquote, all is well unquote, to unquote, something is missing unquote, something is wrong that needs to be fixed. Here is another example, this time the story of a male child. One day his mother asked the father to participate in the child's care, namely changing the diaper. The child had a poopy diaper, and the father made a disgusted face. Anything the father ever did, ever said thereafter meant to the child that he was not accepted, that he is not allowed to be who he is, how he is. He wanted to please his father. And then turned that want into a need. Today he needs to be liked by everyone, even strangers. And he lives a life that can be hardly called a life, it's so wretched. This turning into a want into a need is the cause of most of the wretchedness, most of our insatiable appetite to get more, be more, feel more, that want turned into a need. Abundance, the experience, has nothing to do with having. It is like happiness, a beingness. It is like joy, a beingness. It is like love, a beingness. And so is scarcity. A beingness. And no amount of doing or having changes it. Because beingness doesn't respond to having or doing. And chasing abundance, doing for abundance, craving abundance only cements scarcity. So what is there to do? The first thing to do is to start looking, with sober eyes, at yourself. Interestingly, this turning a want into a need is the main move of about half of the soul corrections. So it is not personal, but you either act like a puppet with it, or you become a person. Becoming a person is what is called, performing your soul correction. Roughly 70% of my students have turned a want into a need. Some are on the cusp, turning it around, like the dude I talked to on Sundays at noon, who is now starting to look at his unquote, needing unquote, respect, and seeing that it is actually not that essential. I.e. it is not a need. You can tell his sense of freedom now, that he had seen that. He laughs heartily, or as some say, he has an easy laughter. How much you laugh, how easily, pretty much tells everybody whether you live in abundance or in scarcity. The playground student above, with the eating thing, has moved to Unquot, half Unquot, state by now. Yeah. Right underneath the gaping hole like Unquot, neat Unquot, is the next state of being, the next Unquot, bolder Unquot, just waiting to sink its claws into you. It can be hate. It can be jealousy. A desire to receive for the self alone. One of my teachers taught me the methodology of looking at the path as the path of conquering seven boulders. A boulder is big. You cannot see past it, it is that big. And unless you conquer, you can only see that. Neither your horizon, nor the next boulder. You are stuck behind the darn boulder. This is why learning the art of getting unstuck is mandatory. And so few possess. Anyone who thinks that from where you were at now you can get to abundance, and to the land of milk and honey, the promised land, is delusional. I am not blaming you, I blame your teachers. There is no such thing. There is no jumping in reality. There is no straight line in reality. Reality is a process phenomenon, not a jump. So if you have gotten past the Unquot, no matter what I do Unquot, boulder, impatience, the boulder is your next step to conquer. I have a habit of watching people. I have said before, I am my father's daughter, and he was a people watcher, that is why he rose from being an orphan, to a high position not customarily occupied by a born-to-be nobody, like him. I am watching people deeply. I am watching their how and their what. The doing and the being. My father wasn't an empath, but if you are intelligent enough, you can see people deeply. I watch people from all walks of life, but my favorite is to watch people who became rich. And now they are hooked on rich, want more, need more, puppets on a string. It is hard for a Unquot, normal Unquot, person to see that the money didn't make them happy, didn't make them abundant. The couple I have written about before, the Billyus of Quest Nutrition, Quest Bars. I never tasted them, I have to admit. Tom is hooked on riches and notoriety. She is not. His sole correction is Unquot, finish what you start Unquot. He is naturally given to turning a want into a need. And my experience with him is that he hasn't even recognized that boulder. While his wife, don't know her sole correction, never had scarcity as a boulder, but probably had some other misery maker. I haven't found out what. Yet. I am watching. Lol. Video player. 0 o'clock. 1 o'clock. Video player. 0 o'clock. 1 o'clock. In my not so humble opinion, the whole scrambling, vying, thirsting, and buying billions of tools for abundance is all about having turned a simple momentary want into a nagging, 24/7 need. According to Buddha, the three roots of evil, also known as the three poisons, are greed, ill will, and delusion. What does Source have to say about that? The first two, greed and ill will, are evil, according to Source, because they are Unquot, desire to receive for the self alone Unquot. But delusion is an inability to see. So it is not evil. It is poisonous, but not evil. Interestingly, neither wanting more, or wishing someone ill, necessarily constitute evil. Evil is always in the context, or said in the language of the ancients, on the seed level. It is the seed level, the context, that makes you abundant, or scarcity wretched, not on the visible level. It is the seed level, the context, that makes you ambitious or greedy, fair or ill-willed, i.e. evil. The visible looks the same to you. But those with eyes to see. Jesus said, Unquot, for judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind. Unquot. I am not Christian, but neither was Jesus, if he ever lived. Those who do not see are innocent, they cannot see that they are a puppet on a string, that they turned a want into a need that is now controls them. The job is to teach them so they can reclaim their innocence. And those who consciously exploit others, who gave themselves to greed and to evil. Well, at this point they are running the world, because you have relinquished, gave up your right to do so. Your Bach profile shows you what is blocking you from abundance. What is your next boulder that blocks your view of what is your Unquot, horizon Unquot? What your life could be about. Not knowing your horizon leaves you floundering like a boat without a rudder. Once you disengage this one a neat huge boulder, once you remove it from your life, you'll get a huge step closer to living a meaningful life without all that compulsion to get what you want. You'll be a whole lot freer. Here is the link to buy. https://www.yourvibration.com/1/Bach profile. Get your Bach profile special. If you choose to add the InQuant, drive your own life webinar InQuant, as well. Your success is almost certain. Because I will use unique to each person energies on that webinar. P.S. Everyone wants emotional intelligence, but when you are jerked like a puppet on a string, whether it is a want-to-need compulsion, or something else, you can't be intelligent, you can't think clearly, you are too focused, narrowed in on what you want. Like a puppet on a string. So if you are one of those, really wanting more emotional intelligence, start with your Bach profile. Find out what prevents you from being intelligent, and start tackling them one after the other. Without that, your chances of becoming emotionally intelligent are none. No matter how many seminars you take, how many articles or books you read. You need emotional self-surgery. There is no other way.